This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is The Leader. London's number of COVID cases diagnosed has risen by nearly a third. So what's happened and how worried should we be, particularly when using public transport? The Standard's reporting on Friday that new data suggests 1 in 19 people in the capital have coronavirus symptoms, and this comes as the spring boosters are being rolled out. Professor Tim Spector, who's lead scientist behind the Zoe COVID Tracker app, warns, as he describes it, that there has never been a riskier time to travel in London. Meanwhile, City Hall statistics crunched from the NHS show there were 58,092 confirmed cases in the capital in the week up to March the 18th. That's up 28% on the 45,211 in the last week. The Standard's Health and City Hall editor, Ross Lydell, has been investigating the latest developments and joins me now to offer his expert analysis. Ross, what's the latest you're reporting today?
The headline today is that the pandemic is not over. There is still a lot of COVID around, many infections, but the good news is that London is not the worst place in the country, and also that the number of people ending up in hospital because of COVID rather than with COVID is actually quite a small number.
And Professor Tim Spector's also given that warning on public transport. Who is Professor Spector and what's the focus of his work?
Tim Spector was a Boffin at King's College London who was known in the sort of science community pre-pandemic. But when the pandemic started, he came up with this brilliant idea of developing an app sort of tracker to allow volunteers to go onto his website and essentially record their symptoms. And this became an alternative version of the spread of COVID across the country. It's particularly interesting now because he's keeping the Zoe tracker, as it's known, going, while the government is largely paring back much of the sort of other monitoring, although the sort of Office for National Statistics does continue to publish the sort of gold standard data too. So what it means is that Tim Spector has really got his finger on the pulse here. Many people are willing to continue telling him and the Zoe app whether they have symptoms. And from that, he's able to say that on a daily basis now across the UK, there are sort of more than 300,000 new cases of COVID, or certainly of people who have symptoms akin to COVID. And as a result of that, looking at the bigger picture, there's probably about 3 million people in the UK now have COVID at varying sort of stages of the progress of the infection.
And so what's his latest data showing and what do you make of his travel warning?
Across the UK, he estimates that 1 in 19 people have COVID. And the reality of travel on the tube these days, you know, I was on it the other day, and I was definitely in the minority of those wearing masks. You know, masks have almost completely been ignored now by most of the travelling public, you know, since the government lifted all restrictions on mask wearing and all other restrictions on sort of social distancing and so on a month or so ago. So I think what Tim Spector means is that with infection rates very high and few wearing masks, it's probably the most dangerous time to travel, or it's certainly the most dangerous time to travel if you don't want to get COVID. If you measure danger in a different way in terms of are you likely to end up in hospital from COVID as it stands, that would be much less likely than at the peak of the pandemic. I think it's important to say that even though there is much COVID infection swirling around, the numbers ending up in hospital and becoming seriously ill or dying from COVID are at low numbers.
And what news from the boroughs do you have for us, Ross?
Across London, the picture is not the same. Of the 33 boroughs, there are five that are of greater concern to the UK Health Security Agency. It does a detailed breakdown. Its latest figures came out yesterday and it highlighted the southwest again of London. Yeah, this has been a long-standing issue, and the boroughs it referred to here were Wandsworth, Merton, Sutton, Richmond and Kingston, and they all have much higher than average rates of COVID infections at present.
And for a while, there was a bit of an information disconnect with what Transport for London said they'd found in terms of COVID. What do you know about this?
Yeah, well, this is sort of rather amusing in a sort of black humour sort of way. Each week, TfL will send out, just ahead of the weekend, an email to its sort of many passengers on its mailing out list, essentially saying, you know, which bits of the London tube or overground aren't working that weekend. And in its most recent message, it was referring back to the fact that it still encourages us all to wear masks despite it not being a legal requirement to do so. And within that message, the actual reference was to decreasing infection rates in London. Now, people began tweeting about this last night saying, what are you on about, TfL? Clearly the rates are not decreasing. Tim Spector, it was sent to him and he then replied and saying that, or he essentially accused TfL of public disinformation. I spoke to TfL this morning and there was a rather rapid reverse ferret, as we sort of see in the newspaper world, when they quickly went backtracked and said, whoops, sorry, that's a complete mistake. That wording, that was a badly worded paragraph, and we're going to correct that from now on.
Finally, what's your take on the fallout from Partygate for the Prime Minister? Or will there even be any for him?
We do await the public inquiry into COVID and the handling of the pandemic. And it's without doubt that some very bad mistakes were made and some errors were made, probably beyond errors in the way that some commissioning was done in terms of the signing of contracts, including to some friends of important people. But I think many members of the public may feel that there were honest efforts made at the time to handle what was a completely unprecedented situation. Things were being done in real time without the benefit of hindsight, and that overall the UK seemed to do better than it may have expected, potentially better than other nations. Yes, more people have died probably on average in the UK, but we did have an elderly population by comparison, and really quite an unfit population too if you look at the obesity rates. So that was probably one of the things that should be looked at in terms of how do we get fitter as a nation to withstand the dangers of COVID, because it's the older people, the unfit, the unhealthy people who are much more at risk of a respiratory virus like this. But taken in the whole, you know, Boris has shown himself to be a lucky mayor. He's potentially being a lucky prime minister at times. And that just the nature of events and the nature of the 24-hour news cycle may mean that come the day of reckoning in the public inquiry, it won't be that that leads to his departure from Downing Street. It'll be something else. But he seems to be particularly good at hanging on for good or bad reason.
There's more on this story in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk. That's The Leader. We're back on Monday at 4 p.m.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.